So unless your address is somewhere near the underside of a rock, you know that the U.S. women's soccer team won its fourth World Cup championship this weekend in France. And today they celebrated with a ticker tape parade in New York City. Our producer Isabel Angel was there, and now she's here in the studio.
Yes, I was there, and now I'm here. And Tanzina, I just really want to play you my favorite moment from the parade, which was of this girl. She was probably around 13 years old, wearing a Tobin Heath jersey, standing up on a barricade, and she just, as Tobin Heath comes by on a float, just screams at the top of her lungs, "Tobin, I love you!" And you just have to take a listen. I just, like, love her enthusiasm so much. She was just so happy to be here. And the whole crowd was just going totally nuts around her. And I also caught up with two other young fans. Their names are Shay and Mava, and they're actually from San Diego, and they're here on vacation.
You guys are both wearing jerseys, I see. Who are they for?
Alex Morgan.
She your favorite?
Yeah. I want to follow Alex Morgan, how she grew up, because I'm already kind of like her, because I play softball, and she used to play softball when she was 7 or 8.
Shay and Mava both play soccer in San Diego, and they clearly worship this U.S. women's team. But I just don't think it's because they're women. It's just because they think they're really good soccer players, which was really cool.
They are a great team, and you could even learn some new moves from them on YouTube.
Go USA!
Isabel, you're right. I mean, this is a team that is really, really good at soccer. They're amazing at winning. This is their fourth World Cup championship. And they have also, at the same time, been on the front lines of pay equity and gender discrimination. And that was the crowd after the finals in France that were showing support. And what's interesting is that while they're winning, they're also suing their employer, U.S. Soccer, for not paying them as much as the men's players. And Isabel, you were at that game in Lyon when the U.S. beat the Netherlands in the finals on Sunday. You heard the chant. What is going on with the players' lawsuit of pay equity?
The players have said they're going to try mediation with U.S. Soccer, and they're going to put their, like, the litigation aside, try to work out a deal. But if that doesn't work going forward, they're willing to go back to litigation and putting this back in the courts.
Equal pay for U.S. women has become a rallying cry on social media for politicians, celebrities, everybody from Snoop Dogg even, who weighed in with this video the other day.
Man, pay them ladies, man. Pay them girls what they're worth. The women should be getting $500,000 per athlete. Snoop Dogg says so.
What does the discrepancy really look like when it comes to the women's team versus the men's team?
Yeah, so it's not as simple as just like the men are paid more than the women, because there's two different structures, right? The women and the men are paid differently. The men are paid when they play a game for U.S. soccer, and only when they play. They're paid more when they win. And the women are paid a base salary no matter what. So even if they don't play, if they don't win, they still get this base salary. But if you break it down, if the men like play get more games and then win those, they will make a lot more than the women's team. So it's kind of interesting when you take into account that the women's team is so much better than the men. So that's kind of where it gets a little complicated there.
That's what really we keep hearing from folks, right? Like, these women are winning, but it shouldn't just be based on the fact that they're winning. They're just really talented. Where does the momentum go from here in the United States?
Yeah, so I think the momentum has to go into the NWSL, which is the National Women's Soccer League. It's the professional league here in the United States. There's 9 teams around the country, and it's been really struggling with viewership, with revenue problems. But one of the main reasons is because they don't have the investment in their teams. If you get the investment up front into these teams, into these programs, you will see returns, and you will see fans, and you will see more revenue dollars. And so one thing that's happened right at the finals of the World Cup was that Budweiser announced a big multi-year sponsorship with the NWSL, so that will inject more investment into the game and hopefully get those numbers up. But the most important thing you can do is now watch those games.
You heard it here first, everybody. Isabel Angel is a producer for The Takeaway. Isabel, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Tanzina.